From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Tuesday that the U.S.-led coalition is preparing for the isolation of Raqqa, the Syrian city seen as the capital of Islamic State.
We've already begun laying the groundwork with our partners to commence the isolation of Raqqa. As we meet here, we're helping to generate the local forces that will do so. This is one of our campaign plan's core objectives, destroying ISIL's parent tumor in Iraq and Syria. And we're on track to do just that.
Carter, speaking in Paris Tuesday, said the operation to assault Raqqa could overlap with the ongoing offensive to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul. He said the operation would rely on what he called capable and motivated local forces to wrest the city from Sunni extremists. Russia says it's extending a moratorium on airstrikes on the center of the devastated Syrian city Aleppo, although reports indicate the government assault on rebel-held districts continues. Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said since October 18th, Russian and Syrian warplanes have remained 10 kilometers from the city center for a week. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, however, reports the resumption of airstrikes on Saturday. Somali-based al-Shabaab militants attacked non-Muslims along Kenya's northeast border early Tuesday, killing 12 people. Their target was the Bisharo Guest House in Mandera County.
I was shot at more than three times. Nikarudi nikalaliwa na mawe. By God's grace, police KDF walikuwa hapo nje.
Veronica Wambui said the Kenyan Defense Forces came to her aid and one of her friends. Al-Shabaab said the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in a several cross-border attacks attributed to the group since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011. This is VOA News. The two major U.S. presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, sought votes in the crucial state of Florida Tuesday, 2 weeks ahead of the national election. Trump pointed to sharply rising health care costs as a reason to support his reform call. Speaking with Reuters, Trump warned Clinton's policy on Syria could lead to a confrontation with Russia.
What we should do is focus on ISIS. We should not be focusing on Syria. You'll end up with her plan, you'll end up in World War III with Syria.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, who won the endorsement of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, told her supporters she expects a close election November 8th and urged them not to be complacent. Controversial Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is in Japan for a three-day visit. Referring to a U.S. diplomat's concern over his harsh crackdown on drugs that has reportedly killed thousands, the Philippines leader called on U.S. companies in the Philippines to pack up and leave, adding, "We will recover." U.S. spokesman John Kirby said, "For now, it's merely words."
Nothing's changed from our view in terms of the close relationship that we have and expect to continue to have with both the government in the Philippines and the Filipino people. We've seen these comments. They are at odds, inexplicably at odds, with this relationship that we continue to enjoy.
In Beijing last week, Mr. Duterte suggested a separation between Manila and Washington. He clarified his view later, saying he's not severing ties but pursuing an independent foreign policy. Pakistan is mourning the deaths of at least 61 police cadets killed in an attack by three gunmen armed with explosive vests who stormed a police training complex near the southwest city of Quetta. Counterterrorism security forces brought the attack to an end hours later. UN Yemen envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed left the country Tuesday after a three-day effort to bring peace and end a 19-month conflict that has killed thousands and displaced millions. Before leaving the country, he presented the outline of a peace plan to Shia Houthi rebels who currently control the capital, Sana'a. Workers began demolishing the Port of Calais jungle camp Tuesday as part of the French government's plan to clear what's become a symbol of Europe's migrant crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of a massive operation to resettle some 6,000 people and refugees elsewhere in France. South Africa's embattled finance minister Pravin Gordhan presents his midterm budget Wednesday amid allegations of fraud. He faces a November 2nd court hearing over a colleague's costly retirement package. Gordhan insists the charges are politically motivated. President Jacob Zuma on Tuesday expressed confidence in his finance minister. The U.S. National Basketball Association began its regular season Tuesday with no fewer than 113 players from outside the U.S. At least one international player is on each of the association's 30 teams, representing 41 countries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.